Harden on the right side against LeVert. Harden comes around Embiid. Harden left of the lane. Harden with a look at the shot clock. 7 on the clock. Harden comes around Markkanen. Bounce to Embiid. Shot blocked by Stevens, but Embiid got it back, banked it home, and he got fouled.
We deserve to win that game. That game was taken from us. We deserve to win it.
All right, a little bit of sounds from the 76ers' loss the other night. It's time to talk Cavs basketball with Tim Alcorn, brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience in Oco, Center Ridge and Barton Rose, and also Tuffy Auto Service Center, Cleveland Street, Elyria, Broadway, Lorraine, Route 58 in Amherst. What's that slogan? It's a Tuffy. Well, it was a tough one the other night, and it's gone to cost JB $15,000, apparently, from the league for his comments, but... Tim, that's really kind of tough to deal with when you're not getting to the free throw line. He says, you can't defend the free throw line, right?
That's exactly right. Greetings from Orlando, Florida this morning, guys. Good to be with you.
Well, the happiest place on earth, or somewhere close to near there or something like that.
What's the weather down there today, Tim?
It's overcast, actually. The sun is hidden, but that being said, it's definitely warm out there. Had a chance to step outside for a couple of minutes and a little humidity in the air, to say the least. But great to be with you. And you're right, Bruce. It is tough to defend that free throw line. And listen, as soon as I heard those remarks from JB, I said, as Joe Tate used to say, JB's going to be contributing to the league picnic. And and indeed, he is. But you know what? I love the fact that he made those comments, because it shows he has his team's back, and it shows he's not afraid to speak his mind, and we all saw it unfold. I think I said during the broadcast at what point to Jim, this is bordering on ludicrous. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And so...
absurd. Listen, absurd was the word. Absurd, I think, is what...
Is that what I used?
No, JB used that twice. He goes, this is absurd.
It was. It was. And again, he spoke his mind. And so... any coach, it doesn't matter, middle school, high school, college, all they want is consistency from officials. Call it the same at both ends. And literally, as we would exhale and breathe on a 76er, they would call a foul, and they're hitting us across the arm and, you know, just knocking people down, and there was no whistle. And I think that's what really rubbed JB the wrong way. Is, listen, yes, they're elite players, meaning Embiid and Harden, but call it the same at both ends. And that certainly wasn't the case the other night against Philly.
Tim, I did the math on that. 28 fouls called against the Cavs, so that's basically 7 per quarter, which comes out to about 1 every 100 seconds of play, which simply seems incredible.
Yeah, it was. And again, it was the fact that you got near those two guys, and they don't need all the help from the officials. Now, stars get calls. We all know that. That's been the way things have gone in the NBA for years. But they don't need all that help. And if you're going to call it at one end, call it at the other end. And of course, yesterday, the NBA comes out and says, well, yeah, there were two calls missed in the final 2 minutes that should have gone the Cavs' way. Well, we all saw it unfold as it happened. We didn't need to hear it on the, they call it the two-minute report that comes out the next day after a close game. So, listen, it's unfortunate, it's frustrating, but it also shows the mettle that the Cavs have been playing with, the resiliency to fight through that and give Philly all they could handle without Jared Allen, without Evan Mobley. We know the list, and so you move on and you get ready for Orlando tonight.
You mentioned the $15,000 fine and maybe half joked about the the NBA picnic.
That's Joe's joke, not mine.
Well, okay. Do you know where the money actually goes or how it is used, whether it's a coach's fine or a player's fine?
Hey, Craig, I don't know that. I would assume it would go into the general fund. We'll have to talk to the accountants about that. I don't know if they have special fund set up for fines as they come in and it gets disbursed into that account. But wherever it goes, it leaves the Cavs' coffers and goes to the NBA.
Maybe insurance, I believe, is the price.
One more down that line, though, Tim. Have you ever heard of an NBA broadcaster like yourself being fined by the league for something, you know, maybe over the top on the air?
That's a good question. I don't know that. I know there have been announcers that have been reprimanded insofar as maybe official remarks or whatever the case may be. I know that has come down, but I don't know about a fine. I'll have to ask about that, Craig. Good question.
Talking to Tim Alcorn this morning, Cavaliers basketball. Cavaliers tonight, as Tim mentioned, he's in Orlando. The Magic. We got Magic, Brooklyn, and the Bucks. How's this last week going to shape up for the Cavaliers?
Wow, it really is interesting. As you look at the standings, the Cavs trail Chicago and Toronto. They're tied. The Cavs trail those two teams by 2.5 games for the sixth spot. Cavs sitting in seventh. They lead Atlanta by a game and a half. Atlanta sitting in the eighth spot. So as I look at it, and again, this is just me on a personal level, as I look at it, I think the Cavs, the best bet would be for them to finish in that seventh spot. And as much as you want to be in that top six and not have to play in the play-in tournament, if you're going to be in the play-in, the seventh spot is the best spot to get because of the fact that you would host the number eight seed in the first game of the play-in. If you win, you move on. You go to the playoffs, which would start Easter weekend. But if you lose that first play-in game to the eight seed, you still get one more crack at it, and you would then host a second home game against the winner of 9 and 10. So Cavs with only three games remaining. Chicago, Toronto, and Atlanta all have four games left on their schedule.
And I see they put the time now for the final game against the Milwaukee as like a 3:30 tip, if I'm not mistaken, for Sunday coming up. So
yeah, we were talking about that last night at dinner, the fact that what the NBA tries to do, and I think the NFL has gone that route somewhat as well on that final Sunday of the year, is you don't want teams playing later at night that can watch an earlier game and say, okay, this will now adjust our lineup, or this will adjust who we play, because now we know what happened in an earlier game. So the teams that are battling for spots and a win or a loss is impacted, you know, from another team, it will affect your game. They want those games played at the same time so that teams aren't adjusting lineups later in the day saying, oh, Team X got beat. Well, now we don't have to play these guys. So they don't want anybody to have a competitive advantage or disadvantage. So I kind of like that. That way everybody's all playing. You can watch the scoreboard, but it's not going to impact what guys you see on the floor during the course of the game.
Well, I just thought it was for television ratings. Didn't realize there was this whole nefarious thing that goes on in the NBA where people
are... it's not necessarily nefarious, but... You know. Right. So, again, if you've got these Eastern Conference teams that are all in this muddled situation, then the Eastern Conference teams are going to all play basically in the afternoon, so that, you know, one of them isn't playing at night to say, well, now our game doesn't really matter because this team lost earlier today. So you play all those teams and those games early. And then same for the Western Conference. If they have a jumbled situation going into that last day, their games will be the later games.
All right. Well, we look forward to your call tonight. Don't go away. We're going to have more with Tim Alcorn coming up as you look back at the passing of Mitch Gillum, a fine head coach in the Lorain County sports scene.